From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, April 9th. Coming up, we'll learn why economists worry recent tariffs could drive up housing prices in central Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Conservative figure Charlie Kirk drew a packed crowd to the University of Illinois' Folinger Auditorium last night. IPM Student Newsroom's Caitlin Devitt reports.
U of I students decked out in MAGA gear were eager to hear Kirk's messages as he debated topics ranging from mass deportation to President Trump's recent tariffs. The point of the event was to provide an open forum where anybody could question Kirk on his political and moral beliefs. One student got into a long exchange with Kirk about abortion.
You're not addressing the root issue here.
The root issue is, to be philosophically consistent, a woman or a man, especially a woman in pregnancy, does not have a right to terminate another human being, regardless if it's in their utero, in their nursery, whether it's in their car.
Kirk compared abortion to the Holocaust and said women should take responsibility for their orgasms. He received a standing ovation when he left the stage. I'm Caitlin Devitt, IPM News.
A University of Illinois student was arrested yesterday for allegedly vandalizing Folinger Auditorium, where conservative commentator Charlie Kirk was scheduled to appear. Campus police officers were dispatched to Folinger after they discovered paint splattered in front of the building. University police said in a news release that there was damage to all six columns at the building's entrance, along with the entrance doors and the sidewalk outside. Officers arrested junior student Adam T. Ahmed as his outfit matched security footage. He was brought to the Champaign County Jail and is set to appear in court today. Police say they're still looking for two other individuals and that the investigation is ongoing. The trial of a white former police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of a black woman in Springfield is being moved. Alex Stegman reports.
Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson's case is being moved to Peoria. That's about an hour from Springfield. Grayson's attorneys say he can't get a fair trial in the capital city because of media coverage and a close-knit community. Grayson appeared in court wearing a striped jail uniform and didn't face the audience, which was packed with Massey's family and supporters. Sante Massey, Sonia's cousin, didn't appreciate how Grayson entered the room.
I'm not accustomed to being around killers, but, I mean, he seemed awful jovial for somebody that shot a woman in the face.
Grayson responded to Massey's home last July for reports of a prowler. Body cam footage caught Grayson shooting Massey multiple times and discouraging his partner from rendering aid. I'm Alex Dagman.
The Fighting Illini baseball team lost to Illinois State in Normal last night, 14-4. IPM's Colin Hyslop has more.
After defeating the Redbirds last week at home in Champaign, the Illini suffered their largest loss of the season on the rematch. Illinois gave up 18 hits and committed 3 errors in one of the ugliest losses of the year. Despite the loss, Illinois' offense has scored 4 runs or more in nearly every game this year. Their overall record falls to 18-12 and are 7-5 in Big Ten conference play. The team will look to get back on track this weekend when they host the Indiana Hoosiers in Champaign from Friday to Sunday. I'm Colin Hyslop, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn why economists worry recent tariffs could drive up housing prices in central Illinois. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain likely and a high of 55 degrees, a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain before midnight and a low of 39 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 62 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 38 degrees, north wind 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 54 degrees and a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the U.S. Supreme Court has long made it harder to sue news outlets for defamation, but there's a long-running conservative campaign to overturn that precedent. All that is the subject of a new book called Murder the Truth. We'll talk with the author, plus the consolidation or closure of small-town local news in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Trump administration has rolled out tariffs that affect a wide variety of goods and industries, including home construction. The situation is rapidly evolving, and some worry that all the uncertainty and supply chain disruptions could drive up housing costs. IPM Student Newsroom's Leili Nazarva reports.
LS Building Products in Champaign is one of the largest suppliers of building materials in central Illinois. This April, the lumber yard looks different. Sticks of 2x4s, vinyl siding, and plywood stretch higher than usual, pecked snug into every corner of the yard.
He's unloading this lumber truck. Actually, it just came in. It's kind of funny that you were here. So this is all overstock coming in.
That's warehouse manager Gilvy Zook.
So over on this side against the fence line, I mean, you've got what? 1, 2, 3. Just say like the 2x6 16s alone. There's 7 units there. We usually sit here. What's been normal, I would say, for the last couple of years, you maybe are sitting on 2 units. And this yard alone, we haven't had probably this much lumber here in 5, 6 years.
When Trump took office, he quickly began threatening to slap tariffs on all sorts of goods, including those from Canada, where LS Building Products gets lots of its lumber, vinyl siding, and other products. So they stocked up. On April 2nd, Trump rolled out tariffs that affect everything from clothing and luxury goods to automobile and construction materials, including aluminum. Canadian lumber is currently not on Trump's tariff list, but the U.S. Department of Commerce says it plans to more than double existing duties on softwood lumber from Canada. This could drive up the average cost of new homes by more than $9,000, according to the National Home Builders Association. The situation concerns home builders and developers in Champaign, where housing demand is already outpacing supply.
The uncertainty is what creates the problem.
That's Colin Carlier, CEO of Froese & Brinkmeyer, a development company in Champaign. He anticipates the company's current projects will be okay, because they've already secured the supplies they need. But in the industry, he suspects tariffs and cost renegotiations with contractors could cause some building projects to die.
We view real estate development as it's like looking at 100 traffic lights all in a row, and they all have to turn green, but at the right time. So right now we're at a project where the first 70 traffic lights are all green, and all of the ones that we've already turned green have been construction cost. So when we're all the way down here, but now we have to go back to traffic light number 20 because something changed, that's very costly to the project because we can lose 4 or 5 months of time. The project might die.
And if these projects don't die, he says the higher cost will mean higher rent, which worries people like Anna Howe. She is a social worker with the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. She says rising rent will likely exacerbate homelessness in the area.
New construction is really important when you talk about homelessness and you have people who are homeless doing everything they're told to do. They're working full time, they have childcare, and they still can't get into places. It's because places don't exist for them to get into.
Tariffs are meant to increase demand for local producers and boost the domestic economy in the long term. But the history of tariffs suggests otherwise, according to Greg Howard. He's an economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
Historically, there are a bunch of episodes of high tariffs, right? So most famously, one of the causes of the Great Depression was that in the middle of the downturn, the U.S. raised tariffs significantly.
And he says economists agree this made things even worse. Howard also notes that new home construction relies on all sorts of complex goods, things like kitchen appliances, plumbing, electrical and lighting systems that are made up of many components. He's most concerned about price hikes on these kinds of products.
For a lot of complex industries, we don't know exactly how tariffs will matter because the supply chains involve crossing borders multiple times. And with these broad-based tariffs, that can mean that the intermediate goods get taxed quite a few times, and can make it not just 25% more expensive, but even more expensive than that.
Despite all this, some local suppliers remain optimistic. Troy Reed is president of LS Building Products based in Peoria.
I still feel like that new construction is still going to be a strong year and will continue to be for the next several years, I believe.
He says demand for housing is high, and he expects it will continue to grow. I'm Lydia Nazarva, IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Caitlin Devitt, May Ansar, Alex Degman, Colin Highslope, and Leili Nazarva. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.